إياك مع اللاي لا 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 لا
First bowl we're coming to. Especially first for Eirek Valik. So again, it's a big chizuk that we're doing La Maka, and like we said before also, and just to go back to Remez, that the whole Indian of these weeks of Shovim is time of Bris. Or Ruben said a couple weeks ago. That just the chazik what we're doing here, right? The Bris, Rosh Tevos, Izahir Tamid Besuda Revius, that you're careful always with Suda Revius, Rosh Tevos Bris. And also, b'motza'i yom menucha, he says, is gematria shakai, which is the shame of bris itself, right? Kel shakai. Shakai, b'milayos, is gematria peruvu. So, mechazik yourself, shovim, and, you know, start strong.
You have to ask during Monday, Thursday, shovim.
Rabbi Kohn does. Yeah.
He's coming Monday.
Yeah, he's coming. Excited. Yeah. So, listen to this part from the off-strip, sir, on this past week's parsha, right? Pasuk says in Parak Ches, Pasuk Da Zayin, says when Hashem tells Moshe, go greet Paro by the river, right? Why? He told him because here's the nekuda that what Paro does, that Paro says he's a god, right? So really, and if he's a god, that gods don't go to the bathroom. So therefore, no one thought he went to the bathroom. So Paro used to do. He used to wake up early before anyone else was up, and he'd go into the Nile and he'd go to the bathroom in the Nile, so no one would see him, right? And then people think, look, he never goes to the bathroom. So he said, go to Paro in the morning when he goes to the bathroom, like Rashi says. And like, oh, I thought you were a god. What's going on? Listen what he says. He says, Hashkim baboker v'isyatze v'lefnei Paro, and put yourself before Paro. V'pasuk zeh amar tzadik rabbi Yosef tzvi me'ostratza. Anulomdim klal gadol v'melchama yitzhara. We learn a huge klal on how to beat the yitzhara. Hashkim baboker. B'shasha adam mashkin baboker mizdariz lavodas kono. When a person wakes up early in the morning with fire and is excited to go serve Hashem, v'siyatzev, you're standing lifnei paro. Yish b'kocho la'amod b'machamim ha'yitzahara lachnio. Because paro is a remez to the yitzahara. Right? For example, if you see in the world, yeah? The Zohar Kodesh speaks about this past week also. And if you see, what do all pharaohs wear on their chin?
A beard.
Oh no! What is it?
Gold.
I'm sorry. So what's on top of their thing?
Crown.
What image is on it?
Crocodile.
Snake. Snake is the Yitzhara. So that's what Paro represents. He represents a snake. He's the Yitzhara. Says Hashkim Abokir. When a person's Hashkim Abokir, it's Yatziv Lifnei Paro. You have the ability to stand in front and on top of Paro, on top of the Yitzhara. Right, so that's just our P reg there that we need. We definitely need that chizuk, to know that waking up early in the morning does a lot for us. But also, you could say our P avoda for us that waking up also in the morning. We always say a lot of things is waking up. For example, the shofar wakes us up. What about if I'm not sleeping? Do I need to hear the shofar? No, it gives you the spiritual awakening also. Meaning what? But hashkim also represents that being fresh in anything, at the beginning of anything. I'm always mechazik the hashkim. Yeah. So it goes like this. Is that right after really the week? When's the week start?
Sunday.
So it's Motzei Shabbos, right? Motzei Shabbos, the beginning. That's when Hashem created the world. It's Motzei Shabbos, first day. So Nakuda is that you want to get a good start off. People think that, no, like, you know, you just get a
Sunday.
Huh?
I got to create a role on Sunday.
Which is Motzei Shabbos.
And you can say any day is Motzei Shabbos.
No, Vayi Erev Vayi Boker.
It's the day after Shabbos.
Exactly.
The first day of the Shabbos.
And that's the first day of Motzei Shabbos. Sunday is considered
Motzei Shabbos?
Yeah, of course.
But it's just Saturday night.
Yeah.
Whoa, what's Saturday?
Motzei Shabbos.
Motzei Shabbos. Yeah, Motzei Shabbos. Come on, it's Shabbos.
The night is the beginning of the day.
Exactly. Vayi Erev Vayi Boker.
Oh,
right? That's what I'm saying. That's what it says in Torah. Vayi Erev.
For someone abroad.
Vayi Boker.
Yeah.
Right? Starts at night. But it's good. Good question. Right? But it goes like this.
Because you just said during Shabbos, Sunday. Because you said Hashem had the Indian to create the world during Shabbos time.
Right. And then Motzei Shabbos.
After Shabbos, he created the world.
Which is Motzei Shabbos.
But it's not Sunday. You said Sunday is the first.
Well, technically, this is Sunday.
Vayi Erev Vayi Boker.
Sunday
and so
was Eric. So I'll explain to you after. Don't worry. Yeah, don't worry about it too much. So it goes like this. Yeah. So you have to. So the nekuda is that what? The nekuda is to get off to a strong start. To start your week off on fire, right? With David and Melech. So remember, we spoke about this Indian before. Also, is that tzaddikim speak about tafkin halacha? It's brought down that you should do mlam makkah as quick as you can after Shabbos. Don't push it off. So remember, we saw, I think it was the Ber Halacha we were quoting. I could be wrong. Who quoted Arizal, says that what's the inyan of Malam Maka? The inyan of Malam Maka is that you do Malam Maka to leave a Roshem of Shabbos. A Roshem means to leave the mark of Shabbos on you, to bring into you, in with you for the whole week. Yeah? So Nakuda is, people think, what does Malava Maka mean? Guys, what's Malava Maka?
Escort the queen.
Escort the queen. That's what people translate it as. But let's go to the first time we see that word. Or I think one of the first times to see that word in the Torah, right? So it's in Parshas Vayetze, Perek Chaf Tes Pasuk Lam Dan. So it's when Leah is having her children. So first Reuven, Shimon, Levi. So why does she name her son Levi? Vatahar Od Vatale Ben Vatomer Ata Hapam Yilave Ishi Eli Ki Alati Lo Shlosh Abanim Akein Kerashimo Levi. It says because now Yilave Ishi, right? So what does Yilave Ishi mean?
Closer.
Closer to me, right? And that's why she calls him Levi. So, but I thought Levi means to escort away. Right? So listen to how the Targum reads this pasuk of Yilave Ishi. It's Gevali. Yeah?
It's
the same word. It's the same Shoresh. Levi.
Levi's with the
thumb. No, but it's that.
So it's love.
You look at the pasuk, you look at that. But it's not.
Levi is also with the
vav. It's
Malave. No.
Right, Levi is also with the vav.
Yeah, Malave. Yeah. Vadias od. Viledas bar v'amaras hada zimna yischa berli.
Connect.
So Levi, milave means to be mischaber, which means to connect. So we read as milav malka is what I'm escorting it out. That's not what you're doing, milav malka. Mischaber, milav malka means what? I'm being mischaber with the malka. I'm not letting you go. I'm bringing you with me into the week. Mean that what? That a person has to know that what we're doing in Malam Maka, it's not just saying bye, it's saying I'm keeping Shabbos with me the whole week. I'm not letting go. For example, I heard one time from Shimshin Pincus, beautiful thing, says you know, there's a concept called that there's seven heavens, right? So it says, well, when we say the words Hashem Hu Elokim on Yom Kippur, yeah? It says the Kavana in Hashem Hu Elokim is the way you're escorting Hashem back to the seven heavens, each one. So Shimshin Pincus said, no, that's not what you're doing. He says, you're saying, Hashem Elokim, you're not going up to number one, I'm bringing you down. Hashem Elokim, you're not going down to two, I'm keeping you with me. You say Hashem Elokim seven times, say what? I'm not letting you go anywhere, I'm keeping you with me. Same thing by Malav Malka. The Nakuda is that don't go, you're not saying bye to Shabbos. You're being Malav, saying that what? You're staying with me. I'm not letting you go. And that's the Ikr Nakuda. What does it mean, the Hashkim? How do you beat your Yitzhara? The Yitzhara, that what? When you have Shabbos, the Yitzhara can't stand up to that. That's the whole nekuda of the week. That's why you have to have a strong lav mak when you go out of it. To leave that roshet, to bring it with you. For example, there's a, you know, we said before that Motzei Shabbos is a zman tal maisa tzaddikim. Yeah? So, someone who keeps Shabbos. What's someone who keeps Shabbos called?
Shomer
Shabbos. So the word roshem, which means to leave a mark, right? Same Moses as shomer, right? So there's a maisa with the ber maim chayim. Givadik. Ber maim chayim is givadik, yeah? So Maisa, schiss all the tzaddikim, yeah? So Maisa the Ber Maim Chaim. So Ber Maim Chaim, he used to not sleep on Shabbos. Right? He never slept on Shabbos. He was on fire for Shabbos. So he said, why? He says, because someone who keeps Shabbos is called Shomer Shabbos. So let me ask you, right? If you have friends who are in the army?
Yeah.
Yeah? You ever hear that they have a thing called Shmira?
Yeah.
What does that mean, Shmira?
The border.
Right, I mean that they're guarding, right? They're guarding the camp, yeah? So now imagine if one of them was doing Shmira and the guard, the head officer came and saw them sleeping. What would happen? Put him in jail, he's done. Why? Because he's the Shomer. So the Baron Chaim said, so too, if I keep Shabbos, I'm called the Shomer Shabbos. I can't sleep on the job. So he wouldn't sleep on Shabbos. So why? Because I'm guarding Shabbos. So how can I sleep?
Shabbos
Menucha. Ah, Menucha Sanefesh. Right? No, of course, That's what we're not the Baron Chaim, Chaim, but it's good to know that there's tzaddikim like this who exist with it, to know that Shabbos isn't just a day to just go and sleep it away. Shabbos is a day to be on fire. It's the day you fill yourself up. There's a Maisel Derishner. The Derishner says also, is that people just sleep away. There's a concept that says like this. Nimri Pinchas says this. He quotes the Derishner. He says that, Shena b'Shabbos Tanuk. Yeah? Says sleep on Shabbos is an oneg. Right? He says, the Derishner used to read like this. Shena, when you sleep, Shena b'Shabbos Tanuk. That you sleep away your Tanuk on Shabbos and you just sleep your whole Shabbos. So that's what it means. When you just sleep the whole Shabbos, you just slept away oneg Shabbos. Shabbos time, what? Menuchas and nefesh, to learn a little bit more. Turn to dibu chaverim, more nigunim, be on fire in your avodas Hashem. But the kud is, we're saying here, to be shomer Shabbos means a what? What does shomer mean? To guard, right? But if you look also, we know that when Yosef HaTzadik going around with his dreams, right? What does it say after Yaakov says the whole thing, and it says, v'avi shomer asadavar. What does it mean?
Waited.
Oh, he anticipated, like Rashi says. He had a ratzon. So Shomer is a lashon of ratzon, right? It's a lashon of longing. So Shomer Shabbos means that what? Someone who's longing for Shabbos. That's what it's about. So there's a beautiful Indian that the Kassover says, the Menachem Mendel Mikassov says, beautiful
Sorry,
Indian.
Who'd you say
about? Menachem Mendel of Kassov, right? He's the I think the father of the first Visions Rebbe, I think, right? The Sefer the Havah Shalom. So we say this every Arab Shabbos, and on Shabbos say it too. Say Hashem Malach Geis Lavesh. Okay, me'az. So we're coming to Purim soon, yeah? So you know about Purim, it says about a Malik, less than 50 days, right? It says about a Malik, ki yad al kes ka, right? Mechem al Hashem ba Malik midor dor. It says ki yad al kes ka. Yeah? So Rashi points out there, what does kes mean? So kes is missing an aleph. Of Kisei, they black out the Aleph of Kisei, and Ka is missing the Vav and He of Yidke Vavke. What? So as long as a Malik is in the world, the Kisei Hashem is not Shalem. Yeah? But so we say, Nachon Kisacha Me'az. That what? That your Kisei is going to be Nachon, it's going to be correct, it's going to be good. Me'az. So what does that mean, Me'az? So the customer says a beautiful Indian. He says, Nachon Kisacha Me'az. Me Aleph to Zayin. Well, when you connect the Aleph of the week to Zion of the week, that what? When you're living Shabbos the whole week, when you're connected the first day of the week, you already connect yourself to Shabbos, that's what you fix the Kisei Hashem.
I heard something like that for Azimani Sichok Pinu.
Yeah.
Like, the same thing.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like you know, to be fully had, like it says, then you can be full of
Sinifis.
And then it says in Gemara Baruch, it's like, what does it mean then? Like, Oz, what's that referring to? It says, Mashiach comes, but I forgot who told me, someone said, no, it's when you connect the Aleph and the Zion.
Beautiful.
Like when you bring all
Shabbos.
The Shabbos into the week.
That's why exactly.
Then you'll be fully happy.
That's why we have a mitzvah of Zachar Siyom HaShabbos Akacho, right? Zachreyu b'yom rishon. Every day you say what? Hayom yom rishon b'Shabbos. Yom sheni b'Shabbos. Every day you're remembering Shabbos. And as long as you're doing that, as long as you're bringing Shabbos with you, what happens? Then you could be standing over your Yitzhara. You could have the strength to overcome it. That's exactly the Indian of Malam Malka, like we said before. Hapam yilave. That what? That you mischaber. You have a ischabras to Malav Malka. And when you have a ischabras to Malav Malka, you can stand above your Yitzhara. You can stand over it. And that's Nachon Kisacha Me'az. Dafka, when we connect Aleph to Zion, that's Az Yashir also. Right? When you connect Aleph and Zion, that's everything's about that. That's what we say, to connect Me'reshis Arachris. Right? To always be connected in the beginning and the end. And that's the Nekuda, is that Dafka, when Shabbos ends, you start going right back in. You're already looking forward to Shabbos. Right, but the Nekudah is also during the week having Shabbos in mind, doing little things for Shabbos every day. But to always know that what? I never left Shabbos. I'm staying with it. I'm growing with it. That's why the B'ditchever has a beautiful Indian. A lot of tzaddikim say this. We say, V'shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, la'asos es ha-Shabbos. So what's the obvious question? It says, V'shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, we're keeping Shabbos, La'asos the Shabbos, in order to do Shabbos. Is keeping Shabbos not doing Shabbos?
Nope.
What's in it?
I don't know.
So there's a lot of different answers, but the Vitcher says very nice. He says there's two conflicting Gemaras. There's a Gemara in the Yerushalmi and a Gemara in Babli. One says that if Klal Yisrael were to keep one Shabbos, miyad nigal, we'd have gula right away. And the other one says, right, exactly. The other one says, if Klal Yisrael would just keep two Shabbosim, then we'd have gula right away. Stira, which one is it? So Bedichra says, really, it's one. What does it mean? So what it means is, v'shamru v'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos. When we keep Shabbos, when we do Shabbos strong, and we keep it with us, what happens? Shamru v'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos, la'asos ha-Shabbos. We're going to be able to do next Shabbos strong also. Why? Because Shabbos is mashpia onto the whole entire week. So when we do one Shabbos strong, next Shabbos is also going to be strong. But the nekuda is that you show how your Shabbos was. How do you know how a person's Shabbos was? How did they come out of it? Right? If you have a game, if a team plays a game and they lose the game, right? They walk out with their heads down. Mm. So even if they had a great time, if you have a great game, but they didn't win, then what happens? You're done. So that's the same thing with Shabbos. The person walks out of Shabbos saying, "Ach, Atira," right? We're just saying, "Atira Av Yaakov." Not to be afraid, not to be sad, but also running into Malam Malka. You run into Malam Malka, that's with your head up high. That's Dov Malka Meshicha. So B'schusas coming together, to really is to not give up on that. Oh no, I'm saying bye. You're not saying bye. You mean mischaber with the Shechina Kadesha. Bring Hashem with us for the whole week. Connect the Dabra Melech. Connect the all tzaddikim. Nachon kesach me'az. When we connect all this together, b'zocha for that day a Dabra Mach Meshicha. Meir v'yameinu. Amen. No, it's a nice.